City of Vengeance by D.V. Bishop, read by Mark Meadows. Upon this, a question arises. Whether it be better to be loved than feared, or feared than loved. One should wish to be both, but because it is difficult to unite them in one person, it is much safer to be feared than loved. Niccolò Machiavelli, translated by W. K. Marriott, 1908. Author's note. During this period, the Florentine calendar year started on March the 25th. December the 31st, January the 1st, and the days immediately after were all considered to be part of 1536. Chapter 1. Sunday, December the 31st, 1536. Cesare Aldo took no pleasure from killing, but sometimes it was necessary. There was no honour in ending another man's life, no wisdom found in the moment when that last breath left his body. Most killings were bruising and brutal, the violence of steel and blood. Then the stench, as a corpse, lost control, voiding itself of dignity. Poets never mentioned that when they wrote about the nobility of the battlefield. There was something else poets never wrote of, a tightening in the palle, when death felt close. The blood quickened, yes, and so did the breathing, becoming fast and shallow as instinct demanded a choice, stand and fight, or flee the threat. In that moment, every part of the body clenched, especially the palle. Aldo felt his body tensing as the road ahead narrowed between two steep stone slopes. The birdsong that had accompanied them from Scarperia was gone, an unnerving quiet in its place. This early in the day, the road south from Bologna was more shadow than sunlight, giving potential attackers plenty of shelter. With Florence still 20 miles off, and not a castello or farmhouse in sight, this was the perfect place for an ambush. Aldo twisted in the saddle to glance back at the man he was guarding. Samuele Levi was past his prime, thick of waist and weak of chin. Doubtful he'd ever held a blade except to open letters. If an attack came, Aldo would have to fight for both of them. He slid a hand to the stiletto tucked in his left boot. Better to be... Something hissed through the air, and Aldo's horse flinched as if stung. A bolt was buried in the beast's neck, a mortal wound. He gripped tighter as the horse's front legs kicked at the sky. As he tumbled from the horse, another bolt cut the air where Aldo had been. His left knee hit the ground first, pain lancing through him from the sudden impact. Levy's horse panicked, unseating its rider. The moneylender tumbled towards the stones and scrub that lined the side of the road, still clutching the two leather satchels he always carried. Levy's cry cut off abruptly as he hit the ground head first. Knocked senseless, if he was lucky. Levy's hired horse raced forwards, hooves thundering past Aldo. It sprinted away, and his mount followed, hastening death with every stride. Aldo rolled over, feigning moans of pain as loud as possible to mask slipping the stiletto from his boot. Whoever had fired those bolts would be closing in for the kill. Boots approached from the south, more than one set, two, maybe three. The last did not come close, probably the one with the crossbow, a weapon more effective at distance. Aldo moaned again, sounding as weak and vulnerable as possible.
Please, please, somebody help us.
He gave a pathetic, feeble cough as a bandit loomed over him.
Too easy.
Not Florentine, judging by the voice.
Please,
Aldo whimpered in an effeminate tone.
My friend, I fear he's hurt.
Shut up.
The bandit spat rancid phlegm at Aldo's face. It took every ounce of willpower not to strike back. Shoving a knee into Aldo's chest, the bandit pinned him to the ground. Rough hands